The Daily News article audio. Today in top stories. Japanese leader says he hopes Osaka Expo will help reunite a divided world. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, speaking at the opening ceremony for the Osaka Expo, expressed his hope that the event would help restore global unity in a world plagued by conflicts and trade wars. The world, having overcome the coronavirus pandemic, is now threatened by an array of divisions, Ishiba said. At a time like this, it is extremely meaningful that people from around the world gather here and discuss the theme of life and experience cutting-edge technology, diverse ideas, and culture. Expo 2025 Osaka officially opened on April 12th with the theme of life, world, and the future, and Japan hoped to bring unity and portray a future society. Citing the Expo's iconic lattice-like wooden grand ring, which symbolizes unity and encircles the venue, Ishiba said, "I sincerely hope the world will unite again through interactions among countries and visitors in and outside of this ring." The costly ring, the world's largest wooden architectural structure, is 20 meters or 65 feet high and has a 2-kilometer or 1.2-mile circumference. During the 6-month event on the reclaimed island and industrial waste burial site of Umeshima, which means Dream Island, in the Osaka Bay, the city is hosting some 180 countries, regions, and organizations, showcasing their futuristic exhibits inside about 80 pavilions of unique designs. It is Osaka's second World Expo after the 1970 event that scored a huge success and attracted 64 million visitors, a record until Shanghai in 2010. Emperor Naruhito, in his address at the opening ceremony, recalled visiting the earlier expo as a fascinating experience for a then 10-year-old prince. "I vividly remember how excited I was coming across the latest technology, playing with a wireless phone, and looking at the moon rock, brought back by the U.S. Apollo 12 lunar mission," said the emperor, now 65. Naruhito said he hoped the second Osaka Expo would be as successful and expressed hope that children will learn more about people, regions, and the world, and think about future society by interacting with next-generation technologies and efforts for a sustainable future. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.